Praise God. It's always good to be together with all the brethren. It's like it says in Psalms, you know, the oil just runs down from the top of our heads, down our garments, down to our feet, and the anointing just flows, and we listen and hear all the things that God is talking about. We're living in the most interesting time that there ever has been on the face of the earth.
Amen.
We're seeing things fall together and things take place that we had never envisioned that we would have seen if it hadn't been for God telling us. But yet as we watch all these things, we also notice something very interesting. So many Christians are asleep. I mean, they're sound asleep.
That's right.
They're not just dozing, they're sound asleep. You could drop a bomb outside their house, and they'd probably never notice that anything was taking place. We're watching the changes and global warming, and the world's trying to figure out what we can all do to change things, and they don't realize it's in the Bible. The Bible clearly talks about it getting 10 times hotter than the sun.
That's right.
In the very last days.
Amen.
We're seeing this. When we look at the drought, they don't know what to do. I mean, they have no idea what to do. I was telling somebody the other day, maybe some of those large cities like Atlanta, Georgia, that's only got 75 days of water left, should think about downsizing. I mean, God's already told them to move where the water is, and they're not listening. Maybe when they run out of water, maybe they'll realize they got to downsize. They're too big. And no matter what they do there, they're never going to have the water. Now, that's not a permanent solution, but at least that would help until Jesus comes, and that won't be long from now.
Yes.
The signs are all showing up. Earthquakes. Boy, it seems like almost every time we turn on the television or news, there's an earthquake someplace. Sometimes they call them cyclones. That's when it turns the opposite direction. It's in the other ocean, and therefore they call it a cyclone. If it's over here, they call it a hurricane. And the one that just hit, wow, over 1,000 people dead. And they haven't even been able to get into some areas that are totally isolated at the moment. So they don't know how far up that'll climb. These are signs that we're seeing. Everyday signs right now. And yet we're hearing very few people, let alone preachers, telling their people that Jesus is coming soon. I mean, when there wasn't any signs out there, we had all these crazy people out there setting dates. June 7th, the Lord's returning. Year 2000, the Lord's returning. And now we definitely see the signs, and nobody's out there telling the world that Jesus is coming. He is truly coming. And there's two stories in the Bible that are very much alike in comparison to the time that we're living in. In Matthew, where Jesus tells the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. And then you get over and Peter talks about Lot. Now I want you to think about these two just for a few minutes this morning, or whenever you're hearing this broadcast. 10 virgins. How many? 10 virgins. The word virgin there implies that they're all pure. Sometime they had all their sins forgiven. Sometime all 10 of them were ready to go to heaven. But the Bible clearly tells us that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Now the 5 foolish ones took their lamps with no oil with them. In other words, they didn't clean up their life. They didn't stay filled with the Holy Ghost. They didn't operate in speaking in tongues no more. Didn't pray in tongues no more. Gave that up. We don't need that today. Many Pentecostal churches are telling you that. We don't need that today. Well, we need it more today than we've ever needed it.
That's right.
We need it. So these 5 foolish virgins never took care of their life. They knew that Jesus was coming, but it was always at some other time. Not this year, probably not next year, maybe 50 years from now. One of the ladies from the church went out to buy a turkey the other day, and she wanted a 24-pound turkey, and she found out that she couldn't get anything bigger than a 20-pound turkey. And she asked the butcher why. And he said, well, they're giving all the corn to making a new type of fuel, and they don't have corn to fatten the turkeys up the last few weeks. Therefore, we don't have any turkeys that big. And next year, he said, they're going to be smaller yet. We're running out of food.
Right.
People don't even see that aspect yet. This year alone, with the drought, with all the bad weather, with all the things that took place, we didn't have anywhere close to the harvest that we normally have. And much of the stuff that we did get was a lot smaller in size. Apples, strawberries, you name it. They were smaller. Now, maybe it didn't affect right where you were at, but when you look at it as a whole picture, they were smaller. Unemployment is up higher than it ever has been. We're losing more jobs overseas. But you know, the funny part, which makes me happy and tickles me a little bit, is that the Americans can't buy all those products no more. So all those jobs overseas is not going to do them any good either. They haven't thought about that yet.
Yeah.
They're looking at all the money that they're going to make. Well, if we're not blessed here, if we're not prospering here, we can't buy the stuff. And if we can't buy the stuff, they're not going to be blessed there. I mean, it's going to backfire on them. I mean, it's already backfired. You can't trust anything that comes from China, whether it's food, clothing, whether it's toys. I mean, if you want your children to die or somebody in your family die, buy it. I suggest you don't buy it. You don't know whether it's safe or not safe. When else in the history of America have we ever heard of this? Our forefathers would have never allowed this.
That's right.
And yet we see a government that is. And then when you watch the, oh man, the convention that's going on, especially the Democrats, all they want to do is pick on one woman. None of them want to tell us what they're really going to do. It's become a man-woman fight or a black-white fight. What have we got for a president? You look on the Republicans, it's even worse. We're living in perilous times. They found out now and checking Iran, and how's this going to look on our face? Because I just read that when they went there and checked out everything with all their nuclear stuff, not that they couldn't make a bomb and not that they don't have a bomb, but all they could find there was the type of material that they need to produce electricity to help their own country. Oh, don't we look bad at times? We rushed into Iraq because they had all these weapons of mass destruction and none. People don't see that this is the Antichrist plan. And here we have these five virgins, five wise, five foolish, five didn't make it. Why? Because they didn't get themselves ready.
That's right.
They figured it wasn't going to happen.
Amen.
Now let's look at Lot just a little bit. He went into a wicked place, and we're seeing that same type of wickedness filling up our country and other countries of the world. And he got so prominent there that he sat in the door as one of the leaders of the city. He watched all the bad things going on around about him. But as long as it wasn't touching him, it was touching his family. As long as it wasn't touching him, it was all right. God was never going to do anything about it. I mean, the world was going to go on. And then God sent two angels. And they go to Lot, and he doesn't even want to leave. I mean, his conscience was so seared because of sin and allowing sin to go on, he could have just stayed there. The angels had to literally pick him up, his wife up, his two daughters, and carry him out of the city. Now that is bad. But look around. What's going on in your town? What's going on in your city?
Right.
What's going on in your state?
Mm-hmm.
Is it any different? And why is it going on? Because most Christians have given up. They've gone to sleep. They either think that because God's a God of love, when he does come, he's not going to judge us. He's just going to look the other way. And nobody wants to leave this world because they're so comfortable here now, even though sin's all around them, and they're making all this money. Oh, they want to stay. They got life pretty good. Not a lot of people go out and split wood anymore. Not a lot of people go out and plow behind a horse anymore. I mean, we got kind of easy. A lot of people think, well, I can go on for another 50, 60 years. They said this all my life, that Jesus was coming. Haven't seen him yet. They're just like the two examples that I just give to you. They've calloused themselves. And even though they look around at the wickedness, even though they look around and see the things that are going on, they don't see that Jesus is coming. They don't realize that the time is short. We don't have 6 years left, folks. You look at what's going on. We don't have it. Science says we can't live past the year 2050 because we'll be out of air, we'll be out of water, we'll be out of food unless we do something. Well, what are we going to do? Kill off all the children if they don't eat up the food? Kill our neighbors if they don't breathe the air? Kill half people in town so they don't drink the water up? We need to wake up. Jesus is coming. Yeah. And better yet, let's get our lives straight. Yeah. Let's make sure we warn people. Let's make sure we tell people what's going on. That there is an Antichrist. That he's taken a sleeping pill and put it in a lot of people's food. And they've gone to sleep. As long as it don't come right to their house, that's all right. Well, I got news for you. It's going to come to your house.
That's right.
I mean, down in Georgia, for an example, they're seeing that. They're running out of water. In Kentucky, they're running out of water. In Alabama, they're running out of water. In Mississippi, they're running out of water. Florida, they're running out of water.
Great.
Wow. California, of all places, is running out of water. I mean, when you run out in your house, what are you going to do? Go next door and shoot your neighbor? Take his water. We need to wake up. The end is on us. And if you're not ready, Jesus is going to come and take the church out of here, and you're going to be back here on earth, left in this mess.
Great.
It's not getting better. It's going to get worse. You're going to have to take a mark in order to buy, to sell, to trade, or you can't even get an aspirin if you need it. I believe God's already healed you. You don't need one. But we need to wake up to the facts. This is happening now. These are signs that Jesus is returning. He's coming soon. Next summer, they say it's going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees hotter than it was this summer. It's going to be 10 times as dry as it was this summer. Wow. I mean, you haven't got water now. You should have done what God's already told you to do. Move to where the water is. That's not going to help. That's only just a remedy to ease it a little bit. But you need to get your life right. You need to get ready. Because you could move to where the water is and Jesus could come tomorrow. And if you're not ready, if you're like the five foolish virgins, or if you're like Lot, you're going to be left. Very clearly it tells us in Matthew, the 25th chapter, God shut the door. And when the five foolish virgins come and knock on the door, he said, I never knew you. I never knew you. Are you ready to go? You say this is a hard message. No, not really. Because see, if you're ready to go, this message wouldn't bother you.
That's right.
The reason it bothers you, you know deep in your heart, you're not ready to go. You're like the five foolish virgins, or you're like Lot. Do we have one congressman? Do we have one governor? Do we have one senator that's godly enough to stand up and tell America exactly where we are? I don't think so. Do we have some of those big TV ministries that'll tell you you're going to die and go to hell if you don't change your life? I don't think so. But we're telling you that. Why? Because we love you. And because we want to share with you the truth. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? If not, ask him into your life today.